Hey, are you up all night tossing and turning, mind racing? Well, I think you found the right place. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, of course, brush your teeth, and I don't know, maybe wash your face, and get in bed. I think you already turned out the lights, but get in bed, snuggle in, and press play on this podcast. We're going to do the rest. What we do is create a safe place where you can put aside all that stuff running through your brain and slowly drift off into sleep. The way it works is I tell you a story that distracts you, but as the story goes on, it gets a little bit more and more boring. A little something, if I could patent it, I'd call like progressive borgination, or, you know, I could put like a trademark next to it. Progressive boredom. I don't think I could just trademark progressive boredom. Somebody probably is right now and rip me off, but progressive boredomism. I don't know. Boredom's a hard word to add on fake words to doublespeak. Bored eyes. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be brainstorming when I'm trying to open the podcast. But we take progressive boredom. Trademark. where was I? The way it works is stories get a little bit more and more boring as you go. The way it works is the stories get a little bit more and more boring. And you fall asleep. And that's it. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm glad you're here, and I hope the podcast helps you. If it doesn't, no big deal. If you enjoy the stories, or you find they, make good background noise, I won't take offense to it. I've listened to some podcasts to fall asleep. I've listened to some podcasts for background noise. So, no big deal. You know, use the podcast as you wish or don't. No pressure. You can find us on the web at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. Feedback, comments, questions, you can do on the website via email, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. Twitter, @DearestScooter. And that's it. I just got to cover a couple. I was about to do housekeeping, but somebody's, what?
I was looking through the, I'm not in this episode again.
Well, why don't you take? You want to do the housekeeping? We're trying to get. We're already.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Hello, folks. RW here. I know you've been missing me. I haven't gotten any letters or emails, but I know my absence has been conspicuous. So I'm here to, there's a possibility if, I may not appear in this episode, and I couldn't, you know, I cannot let this stand. I cannot let this aggression stand. That's from a movie, I believe. So, housekeeping. Thank you. For what? Okay, we got a big thank you for a review going out to Paradise from United States of America, sort of like Featherstroke with a joke. Featherstroke with a joke. I like it. Thank you, Paradise. Yeah, great stuff, Featherstroke. So I think there was like a tune when I was listening to my the sweet sounds of my phonograph, which I've talked about in other episodes. The dulcet tones. I think that was a song. So like a feather stroke with a joke. Oh, if any of all this other stuff going on, it's still a little purgatory. RW in the purgatory, big band. He's telling me I gotta move on here. Okay, what do I do? Okay, thank you to Not My Name from Singapore. He said it was something. He said a funny comment or something. What?
The tennis courts. He said something.
He said he said something about because the guy here, he says he wants people to fall in skyscrapers. I mean, that's nothing further from the love. Something about skyscrapers and falling in love. But this guy's skyscraper to a tennis court, and he's going to have a sign for the tennis players to listen to this podcast. Thank you. Next. Samara. I believe. Thank you for saying hi. What is that? And like kind words. What's a kind words? What does that mean? That doesn't mean that's a compliment, right? You need to get a thesaurus, you nincompoop. Thank you for your compliments and kind words. You're a well-spoken individual. And we appreciate this interaction via, was this by a snail mail or a post? Okay. You know, I've sent emails before, but he said this isn't an email, but I just want to comment. You know, a lot of people, don't send them to big shots. They don't, apparently they don't read their emails. Anyhow, I'm moving on. Thank you. What? You move on. Okay. Can I do the start of the next, no? No. Please. Okay, great. Thank you for listening, and let's get on with the show. When we last left off, RW had not been in the episodes because of some sort of screw-up from headquarters. Whoever's in charge of this podcast is an idiot. But besides the point, there were some people in a whale. My buddy, fifth best friend, better friend, he's been moving up. You may have heard, but he's in hell looking for me, of course. Top priority, finding RW. But a bunch of morons were chasing, were hanging out with him in hell. And that's where we left off. Oh, whoa, back up. You said I messed it up. That's for Get Besos. The tale of the justified and righteous Richard Warren Sears and his tiny compatriot James Cashpenny. In the quest, their holy quest, to return to Earth against all odds and correct the imbalance in humanity brought awry by the greed of Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon.com, and the man who had the gall to try to destroy retail sales as we know it, the devil. In some sort of business casual clothing. Older episodes can be found at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com/getbesos, GETBESOS. Right, I got that. You see, I nailed it. I nailed that, folks. Okay, so I already said what I did out of order. No, I do not make whipping sounds. Oh. Oh, that's terrible. Melanie Griffith, I'd have to look her up. Antonio Banderas, I know who he is. We get movies in purgatory, you idiot. Okay, and now, another episode of Get Besos. Yeah!
So we open, we're back in Hell Canyon. James Cashpenny is before all the hell people. Oh, by the way, thanks, RW, for opening that. Well, not really. I mean, I'm just saying thank you in case he's still listening. But, yeah, he's difficult to deal with. So, just trying to be polite. Thanks, RW, for introing the show. So James Cashpenny, our hero, maybe, is in front of all of the gathered hell, and most of the people are back from hell, and there's giants, and some of the giants are pulling individuals or groups of people out of their mouths. Now, you might be using your human, earthly terminology for stuff, but these giants, you know, like Kronos, I believe, kept his kids in his belly or his mouth or something for a while. So it's kind of standard giant stuff. You can be swallowed by a giant and you'll be okay. And I think there's even been like Zeus or some other guy, Bergdorf, or I don't know, cut his way out of one of these guys and then overthrew them. But that's not the case here. There's not going to be. So the giants are taking people out that they've been storing in their mouth, maybe their stomachs. Everybody looks fine. We're in a post-death world here. So James Cashman, okay, everybody, I need to confirm we have everybody back here at hell. So if we could, we can't count on, we got so many people. Okay, everybody look around and think about who you've been sent, like when you're sent to eternity, you're pretty much stuck with those people. So you should all have a pretty good memory. And everyone look around. I'm going to give you a few minutes while I do some stuff and keep a good idea out. Anyone that doesn't see the people that were near them when they were originally in hell, when you were in hell just 5-10 minutes ago by my internal biological clock, just try to look around. I know there's about billions, millions of us here, but you'll find them, you know. We got all the time in the world. And, you know, time's elastic here. But find the people that were near you in hell and stand by them. And if any, you can't find anybody you're close to, raise your hand. Thank you. So James goes and the people from hell start organizing themselves. So James leads them all to try to calculate who their hell neighbors are. And this giant comes up to him. I guess I can't get a good read on which. To be honest, I didn't learn all the giants' names when they had the name tags on them. Some of them look alike. Sorry. This is one giant. He said, "Oh, Jesus, what's it for?" Oh, Jim. What? I'm sorry. What? What was your name again, giant? Oh, that's a little. I'm sorry. It sounds like your mouth's full or something. The giant nods, and then he spits out an entire giant whale, a hell whale. Who, in turn, like, waves a flipper like, "Hey, how you doing?" And then he spits out a tire, cutter class ship, the Rainbow Assassin. And to say there's some stunned people on that craft, like the people that signed up, the Eco Warriors, these could be Eco. We could be out of a gray area with these people. We don't know. I'm not here to go on an eco analysis. They lower their whatever you call it, gangplank, gangway, staircase, and who comes out of like the poop deck but Mr. Hell. And he comes out of the poop deck, starts going down the stairs. He sees James Cashpenny.
Mr. James Cashpenny, how you doing? How you doing? It's me, Mr. Hell, Willie. Good to see you again, man. Good to see you.
And when his voice kind of carries through the canyon, everyone in hell who's trying to do some kind of hell buddy system to find their hell buddies, they see him, and people just start booing, this chorus of boos. Boo, boo,
wow, boo, wow, wow. Why you guys booing me? Why you guys booing me? James Cashpenny, I'm getting booed. I'm getting booed.
And then people start booing me.
I'm just a victim. I'm just a victim. James, why is everybody booing me?
Just so you know, hell's gone.
What mean hell's gone? We're not in hell?
No, hell's gone, man. It got nuked, just like Gorbelli, like, sabotaged the alarm or something, and I got everybody out, but it got nuked, or whatever the heavenly equivalent of nuking is. It's gone. I checked. I double-checked. It's out of existence, totally.
Huh. Out of existence, eh? Mr. James Cashpenny, if I was a manager of your store, and your store was no longer in existence, would I still have my job, or would I be free of my job? Would I just be a normal person? You would never work for me, so it wouldn't be a problem. Well, what if I worked at a Sears, like a Sears warehouse, you know, a Sears warehouse? I hear they got a lot of deals on washer and dryers at the Sears warehouse. It's like scratching dent. People are telling me down here about it. You should just lie low. It doesn't sound like, all right, I'll lie low. You got it, buddy. I'll be here to lie low. Nobody booing me if I'm lying low, right? And then next person that comes down the gangplank is Jeff Bezos with Angela Bezos at his side. And they kind of have a more confused something look. And they get down there. Jeff's like, hey, James. Hello, James. Mr. Penny. Good to see you again. Hey, Jeff. Angela.
Oh, James. I have been in the belly of a whale. A hell whale. It's given me time, James, to think about Pinocchio and Geppetto in the belly of a monstro. And the tale of Pinocchio has seized me so. And I feel like, am I Pinocchio or am I Geppetto? Who am I? Because I was just a puppet, James. A puppet without...
And then Jeff's like, James, I think she was Honest John. Honest John.
Oh, no. I think I was Pinocchio, stuck in the belly of a whale. And,
Angela, it's Jeff again. You know Pinocchio died after he saved everyone.
He has to be reborn as a new person. A new person with courage and bravery and good choices and not living a lie.
Oh, okay, Angela, James Cashpenny here. I don't trust you. Jeff, I don't know you, man, so I know you've had the run around here. Sorry. But your aunt is a nut. I mean, she's got some problems. So why don't you guys just stay with Mr. Hell for now, because... Hey, Mr. Penny, where are we?
Ooh, Jeff.
I don't think I could explain it to you if I wanted to. We're somewhere off of hell, inside the crust of the earth, probably, but we could be in some flux zone, I don't know, or some spiritual zone, I don't know. And all these people here with us are from hell, residents of hell, majority, 99.9% of the hell population. Oh my God, is that Freddy Sprague that rhymes with reggae?
It is but I am the Prince of Goldfish, not Reggae Sprague.
And Freddy Sprague comes down the gangplank. Now, right at the same time as this, Chiron shows up, and he's whispering in James's ear. Whispering. James like, oh, man, no. They have RW. And they got him strapped to some sort of device. Freddy Sprague, you know anything about what Gorbelli was up to?
No, James Cashpenny.
Well, this is Chiron. Chiron, this is Freddy Sprague.
Oh, you're the plant guy. Oh, you're the plant guy, right? The plant violator. You're the worst offender of Mother Nature. Oh,
yeah, you know, I'm reformed, though. I'm reformed. I'm here to, I'm the goldfish warrior, Prince of Goldfish. I was trying to make things right, and now I'm back in hell.
Oh, this isn't hell, buddy. Oh, this isn't hell at all.
Okay, Chiron, can you take... How close are the angels?
Pretty close, buddy. They're coming.
Okay, can you take Freddy Sprague and get a better look at... What's going on? They got RW hooked up to some machine or something?
Some kind of machine, yeah.
Okay, take Freddy Sprague, because as much as he's a plant pervert, he's also father of electric torsion and a bunch of other crap. So he's smart. Take him with you, okay?
Okay, up on my back. I'm not a plant. And that's not a vine down there, so just keep your hands off of that little buddy, okay? Or I'll hurt you, okay?
Okay, no problem. I'm the prince. Man, I've been saving whales, okay? I've been a busy guy. So they ride off, Chiron, with Freddy Sprague on his back. And then James takes a look around hell again, or the hell grouping. And you see, okay, is anybody, everybody's got their buddy? Does anybody have their hand raised? They haven't found their hell buddies, their hell neighbors. Wow, really? No one? And no one has their hand raised. You know, man, like, recovery from maternal suffering has got, you guys are serious, no one's lying. And it doesn't look like anybody's lying. He's like, you know, Typhon, everybody's above board here. Typhon's one of the big bad giants. So, well, he shakes his head. James is like, okay, well, everybody stay here. Stay in your groups just in case I have to do a head count or anything. I'm going to go off and deal with these angels that have been slowly delayed by Gandhar the Great. So James heads off to deal with these angels. And there's like these three angels. Like I said last time, they got flaming swords, which... I'm not being facetious again. I know I say that a lot, but I guess this is like a little part of synchronicity or something. I never realized that flaming swords and lightsabers were kind of the same thing. Different, but similar. I guess maybe not the same thing. So these flaming swords, I guess, are more like a lightsaber is more of like a beam weapon, I guess. Flaming sword is a divine, or presumably a divine weapon. And the flame's a little more, less rigid, maybe, in my mind. So they got these flaming swords. They're also much bigger. I mean, the angels are probably 10 to 14 feet tall, stacked. And they got these giant flaming swords, which, probably two-handed swords, but for an angel, one-handed. But if you were not an angel, but you were 14 feet, like for one of the giants, probably need two hands. So James goes down the canyon to catch up with these guys. Does a little jog. You know, James is considered a guy, so he does a little jogging. Just, you know, when someone jogs to catch up or to get up, that's really a good show of courtesy. So pro tip, even if you're faking it, jog a little bit towards someone. Make them feel special. Say, hey, you know what's cool? This is probably mostly in, like, fake commercials for fake college, but guys always jogging after a girl after class, or maybe fake high school ads. Probably a Wrigley's experiment or a Trapper Keeper ad, and they jog up. Hey, I noticed you the Civil War, too. It always works out good. So that's how you know it's a commercial. In not real life. Anyway. But in real life, jogging is a sign, like slow jogging, you know, trot. I guess a trot. Nice. Where you're like, hey, I'm not going to walk. I'm going to pick up the pace here. I'm going to get to you a little bit sooner. All right? Pro tip. Just do that. Say, hey, oh, yeah, I wanted to get here quicker and say, you look great today. Or, man, here's your fries or whatever. I don't know. Tell me, if you guys want to make any comments, you know, around a topic, tell me something you jogged up to. This is a little interactive boredom. Yeah, tell me something you did that involved trotting or jogging to show common courtesy. Or not. Might have been to jog out of the way of a hive of bees. Anyway, we got to get back to the story. So James jogging. Three angels are trying to deal with Gandhar the Great, who's just like, oh, kind of like this podcast, just tiny bit more annoying. Like, I guess if you were listening to this podcast, but I was like, if I was really there and you were trying to get, like, let's say you really wanted a soda. And I was standing between you and the soda machine doing this podcast, and it was part of our conversation. Like, oh, yeah, I saw you at, I guess it would be kind of like the high school analogy. Oh, I saw you in math class, man. You know, you ever wonder, I always wonder about that Pythagorean. Am I getting it right? Could you tell me? Oh, you waiting? You're trying to get a soda hit? I read that sugar, salt, fat, man. And Pythagoras. I think that's it, right? Well, yeah, the soda's no good for you. What are you going to drink? Because it's after 2:30. You shouldn't have any caffeine. You know, I know a lot about sleeping. I don't know if anybody told you around school, but I'm a guy to talk to about sleeping. Yeah, no. I know. I'm so obsessive about it. Yes, are you talking to Brigitte in class? Don't do that, okay? No, we're not going out, but please. So, and then you're trying to get a soda, but it goes on like that forever. That's Gandalf the Great, but he's more, I guess his personality is different than mine. So, flaming sword, so, you know, don't hurt me, you know, whole nine yards, he's doing tricks, and the angels are flustered, we're like, you know, should we arrest this guy, should we push him down? James gets there, oh, that Gandalf the Great, please, you could return to hell. He goes, Gandalf, I asked everyone if they knew where everybody was, no one was missing you. Oh, no one misses Gandalf the Great, but I will return. I'm inviting this host of angels to join me for a tale of who's the boss. Join Gandalf the Great. You know, my friend's Miss Morrow. Well, we're not friends. He hates me, but... Oh, days of a great gentleman. I will be back at the circle of who's the boss if you need to find me. We'll be by to smote you later, Mr. Gandalf. Don't worry. We'll be smoting you. We'll be dooming you. We'll be taking care of you with our flaming swords. Now, sir, how can we help you? We need to get on to bring some doom to this canyon and these former residents of hell. We're bringing the glory of our flaming swords. Yeah, I'm James Cashpenny. What's your name? I cannot. If I said my name, it would split your ears. For you are a car, just a... Who are you?
I'm James Cashpenny. This is my... this whole mess is my fault. So if you're going to smite anyone, I'm your guy. Why are you guys running around with these... What's with the flaming swords?
Well, we are on a quest to destroy all of these hellions in this canyon and their leader. We're going to ask some questions, throw our weight around, maybe reduce a sentence or two. But I guess you just gave yourself up. So, we're taking you in because we're placing you under arrest, basically, kind of. But we're just going to destroy you from ever existing from this point on, not from the past. We don't mess with the past.
Okay, well... Why?
Because you've disturbed the natural balance of hell, and because... Hold on one second.
So what did he say to save this guy again?
We're not answering any questions, trickster, devil man. Are you, do you reject Satan and all this?
Okay, what do you mean you don't answer any questions? Aren't you guys angels? Because you're not, you're being kind of, you're not being mean, you're kind of being neutral. I didn't think angels. What are you, Switzerland or something?
You just quiet down, sir.
Okay. Well, I need to know what I got. I want to talk to your boss or something because I want to work something out. I got all these people from hell. I got them. I had to get them out of there. I couldn't let them. And I want to see if we can make a deal, like some sort of, like a work off the rest of their sentences. Or,
no, we have a replacement for hell already set up and ready to go in, and it's much more efficient than the old hell. And to be honest, we've been quite worried up in the big house, as we like to call it, about you humans and humanity and the end of humanity, and we needed to save it. And we just had someone come along and bid, and there was this guy running hell that was not doing a good job. And this guy is a go-getter. He's got a plan. We've seen it in action. It'll reform people much quicker than this whole eternity damnation thing. And so we're going to implement it. That's our plan to implement. Is that what he said? To implement, right? Yeah, we're going forward full bore, I think, is what he said. You're talking about Hans Zimmer Gorbelly.
I'm not at liberty to say, right? We don't have to tell him that. Yeah, we're not at liberty to say. We're angels. You're just a person, right?
Oh, no, no. I'm a dead guy. I'm a dead guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm a escapee from purgatory, okay? So go ahead, you know, if you're going to lash anybody with your flame sword. But before you do, you got to explain to me, like, what's going on. I mean, God wants you to make a deal with Hans Zimmer Gorbelly to make a more efficient hell? I've been exposed to some religions before, but none of this is making sense. And then you're just going to choose this guy's side? He's definitely an evil genius type, even if he's only like 66% evil or 51%. That doesn't jibe. So you're choosing sides? You're not going to... I don't get it, man. The whole hell was confusing enough, and now this is...
Okay, well, you've had enough questions, right? We can just move on. We should just smite him, or... Oh, wait, Mr. Gorbelly wants us to bring... This is James Cashpenny. We need to bring... Okay, so we need to bring you back. But then... So if you could... We'll just... We'll get out the handcuff things, and we're going to cuff you and then destroy everyone, and we'll be back for you.
Well, I don't... No, man. You're going to have to destroy me, okay? Because I'm not just going to let you waltz into hell or Hell Canyon. That's what... that's the only thing I could think to call it. And just destroy all these people that I rescued from hell, which probably... Yeah, right. I know the way you're looking at me. It wasn't a great idea, but... Yeah, I can't just let you do that. And I can't claim to be a theologian... And or a spiritual thingamajig medium, but you really work for God? Are you guys like fake angels?
No, we're 100% real angels.
Well, why your eye is twitching? What kind of angel has an eye twitch?
Okay. Guys, I'm gonna tell him. Okay, listen, man. We're just trying to do our job, okay? Just go along with it. We don't like to smoke people. We're trying to be nice. We just tried to do it by...
What do you mean? Why are you guys so nervous? Why are you so quick to brush everything?
Okay. It's being hard. You know what the pressure to be an angel is, man. You know how hard it is to be an angel? The pressure's on our shoulders. Okay, listen. You seem like a good guy. We could trust you. We lost contact with the boss a while ago. We've got free will, and we've been just trying to do what we thought would be the best thing. But the thing about the free will is we keep mucking it up too. We had that guy in hell. He was running hell. He was making changes. Nothing. He wasn't doing results, and we were all nervous. And we're like, when God comes back or whatever. Or whatever, whoever isn't going to be in charge, he's not going to, we're going to be in big trouble. And that's what, like, can you think about, I mean, remember what they did to that guy that made him into the devil? We all hear about that. Like the Ark, they told us those stories when we were little angels. We don't want to end up in chains in the center of hell. And it's scary. I don't even want to let the big boss down and be Oh, great job, really great job. You did a bang-up job with those people. What if he's disappointed or she's disappointed or mad? Uh-huh. So it's terrifying being an angel, okay? And so we're just doing the best we can. Then Mr. Gorbelly comes, he says he's going to fix all our problems. He is.
How's it gonna be perfect? But what you guys aren't thinking clearly for angels. So you're choosing the wrong side. I understand you're under pressure. I understand it's scary. I understand no one sees your side of it. I get all that. Okay, I'm trying to separate the people from the problem. Problem is, you got these people back here behind me.
Oh, they're starting to gather around you. You're like you're their leader. Like the devil's the leader of hell.
Well, no. The leader of hell was that dude you had, Mr. Hell. So don't put that on me. You can't, this can't be what your boss wants, to just wipe all these they're not people, but, you know, souls or whatever they are, who gave you free will? Oh, man, even the angels are making this hard on me.
Okay, well, angels, you're going to have to choose. If you want to get to hell and all these people from hell, you got to go through me, okay? And if you choose the wrong side, you're going to have to, like, live with it or whatever your definition of living is. The three of you, I don't know who the two of you back there are, but that's it. So you're going to have to go through me to get through all of them. Got it?
Well, we don't want to do that. We don't want to have to pull rank and flame you with our swords. We just chop your legs off or something, but why can't you guys just all lie down and let us just do it? Why can't we just get along?
And then some people from hell start pushing their way forward behind James.
A skiff. Hey, what kind of angels are you? Yeah, why don't you bring a skiff for me? I could skiff you around. They might change your minds. What kind of angels are you? If I had me skiff staff, I would pop you in the head. You know, I've been in hell skiffing around in me skiff. That's the only man that had the kindness and decency to say, hey, how about, tell me a little bit more about your skiffing. And I sang him a skiffing song, I believe. I've been skiffing around in me old skiffy. I've been skiffing around. So I just got my skiffy. Well, you guys are jerks.
I would like to speak on behalf of Mr. James Cashpenny here. I'm Mr. Hale, the one who's running things. You don't speak too highly of me. You don't think too highly of me. That's fine. Because I wasn't very... You're the ones... Someone put me in charge down there. And just because Atlantis fell or whatever, you know. Don't judge me, angels. You're probably just as bad as the Atlanteans. Are you Atlanteans or something? But anyway, you can't just come in here waving your flaming swords like you're God's gift to winged creature. Oh, I guess you are. Well, anyway, this guy here, he got everybody out of hell before it blew up, okay? And he's not, you know, just like... Wait, see, is it going to hurt when you hit us with those things? God darn it.
Oh, this is Chiron. I'm back from a spying trip, and I can't believe you're going to smite all of us with your swords. That's just terrible. Oh, I'm going to have to put a spear in you, but you're an angel, so I doubt it'll work. But, oh, this is... I don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm the who's the boss angel. I used to be an angel like you. And then they put me in charge of a door down here, but they gave me a TV where I could watch Who's the Boss. And I think they thought I'd get sick of it, but I never did. Maybe you guys should watch some Who's the Boss, because there was one time, like, a Who's the Boss, and what happened was, like, Tony was an angel that got into a fight, and so Angela hired a guy to replace Tony, and his name was Yonta. I think it was, like, Tony backwards or something, and he was Russian, and he she was like, oh, he was more, like, suave, and he was sweeping her off his feet, but he was terrible at all the other stuff. And then, but he was also a spy, so he wasn't good at his job, but he was suave, and he was also a spy. This was during the Cold War, and Mona caught him, and then he set Mona and Angela against each other, At first, Angela took his side, and then Mona's side, Yonti or something. So that's kind of like what you guys are doing.
No, I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm the angel here, and it doesn't make any sense. That's why you're a fallen angel, and I'm an angel with a flaming sword.
Okay, well, maybe you should watch. You could come by and watch some Who's the Boss if you want. Well, oh, no, wait. You guys nuked where I watched Who's the Boss, so now I just got to retell them and out of my memory. Thanks.
Then, like, the Furies and the Giants all come, and they're like,
oh, you angels, oh, you angels, oh, you devils, you come here with your swords, and you wave them all on towards you devils, you lusting eyed devils, my man had a skiff. And now it's gone. You come here and you carry on. Oh, I don't like you one.
Okay, okay. That's good. Thanks for the singing. So, guys, I'll fight you, the three of you. James Cashpenny here. I'm not sure how it'll turn out. And then, listen, everybody else, just run. You could use the giants, go back to Earth, I guess, cause some havoc, and we'll see what, we'll see, you know, I'll hold these guys back. Mesomaro's already gone. What do you think of that, angels? I'm going to fight you, and it'll probably take us like 3 seconds to kill you. Yeah, in 3 seconds, the giants can get a lot of people out of hell, back up to Earth. And it's not going to be good for the Earthlings, the humans, and probably cause some stuff. So when your boss gets back, that'll be on you. Oh, okay, well, Mr. Penny, you'd have to have everyone in hell agree with you here. But they also have another choice, because Mr. Garbelli's offered a one-time offer only for all the residents of hell, former residents of hell. I haven't mentioned it yet, because I thought it'd be more dramatic to see how things played out. And plus, I kind of forgot. But he will let all of the people from hell come work for him. And their sentences will be forgotten. And all they'll have to do is help him with the new hell Mr. Gorbelli's undertaking. And they'll have to they'll live in a nice workers' village with plenty of amenities and... they can be smitten by us, and sure you could try to escape, but we have other angels flying around in those holes now. We've covered them up, and Mr. Gorbelli has some weapons. So you can choose to stand with Mr. James Cashpenny or come with us.
Oh, James Cashpenny, it's Chiron. I'm afraid I'm not a loyal person because I was in hell. Oh, so sorry.
Any chance of a skiff in that offer? Any skiffs? Mr. Goldbelly got any skiffs he needs skiffing around?
I believe so.
Well, I'll take, no offense, mate. I'll be, skiffing in the new hell. If you won't come, you'll be smote, but I'll be skiffing about, sorry.
I will be with my love and his skiff, so don't say a word, we'll be gone in a jiff. Oh.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, that's enough of the singing. Okay, I guess everyone in house buddied up and ready to sell me out, right? Okay, no problem. I'm James Cashpenny. Angels, what were you planning on doing with me?
Oh, we're going to take you with us back to Mr. Gorbelli's prison.
Okay, and then what about people that are still alive? What would you do? What's your plan to do with them?
Oh, there's still people that are alive.
Because if I was a person that was alive and I was with Mr. Hell, I would run. And then James Cashpenny dives on the angels. He starts punching the angels. And there's a whole scrum. And somehow... Mr. Hell, as dumb as he is,
realizes, he runs back. He grabs Jif and Angela, and they run off down the canyon. And the angels, I guess, didn't see him run. And then James is, like, dusted off, and they got him in some sort of angelic cuffs or Gorbelli cuffs. And it's like, he's like, oh, I was just kidding about those alive people. Okay, well, let's just come. We'll just come with us. So they have James prisoner. They have all the people of hell kind of sold James out or made the best decision for them. I don't know. Didn't show a lot of loyalty or support. And they all head off down the canyon together. But Jif, Angela, Mr. Hell are somewhere hidden. And I guess somehow... I can only imagine, like, a way RW wants to say something about it.
Okay. All right, you're telling me this whole story rests in the hands of a nincompoop and a lunatic. That's the way you're, I have a kind of thing in my throat. But, that's the way you're planning on concluding this episode with those two and a nincompoop. That's Jif, a moron, Hell, Willie, and then the crazy lady that likes to sing about the Jackson Five or whatever. You two are, and how about the ruse you're trying to play on me, huh? Yeah, not real funny, right? So, okay, that's the end of the episode. I hope you're asleep or whatever. Probably bad news because, your hero's gonna be a goner because you got Jif, who, for all, he's a coward. I mean, whatever. Mr. Hell, he's a dingbat. And Angela, there's just something off about that lady. I don't know. So that's it. That's the end of the story today. Again, one main thing missing, R.W. Sears from this episode. So good night, I guess. Good night. Whatever. Bye.